Today, Parshas B'Shalach, Shir Mem Tes.
Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, yesterday we did the sugya of Mekadeshes Midin Arev. No, we didn't. Yesterday we did the sugya of Matana Amanas Lahachzer. And over there, we had a Machloikes. The Gemara's maskana was that Matanas Achzer works for everything aside for Chalipin. We had Machlekes Rishonim. What does that mean? Tosis learns that it means that it's didn't Gzera Midrabanan. That's why it doesn't work by Kedushin. Kedushin doesn't work because by Matanas Achzer because it's like Chalipin. It's Gzera Midrabanan. It's like Chalipin. And we said the Ran says in the Rambam that no, it's because Isha by Matanas Achzer lo mekanya nafsha. She's not makna herself. So last night we were discussing it with the Olam, and we said it's Tosis L'chayra L'shitas. It can't learn like the Ram and the Ran because Tosis in Geiris Isha Pachas L'mishut L'mekanya Nafsha. It doesn't exist L'mekanya. Why not? Because it's not Kesef. But is Matanas Achzer Kesef? Yes, it's Kesef because it works for Karka, but Karka you're Koine. So you can't say that it's going to be a problem not being Kesef. So therefore, Matanas Achzer can't have that problem. But the Rashi that had the Girsa and the Ramam also, the Girsa of Isha Pagos Meshav Mbutu Lamekanya Nafsha. So over here also, we could say, Bechalipin, Be Matanas Achzer Loi Mekanya Nafsha. And it's going to be the same type of Sukya. By the way, Toby's really not feeling well. Okay, Rabbi says, Zok the new sugya Amar Rava, the bottom of that Vav Amid base. Amar Rava, attain mono leploini, the akadish, ani lecho, mikudashes midin arev. It's going to work. Tame mono leploini, she tells him, you give money to someone else, not to me, the akadish in lecho, I'll be married to you, mikudashes midin arev, lav afel gavdulo mate hano le yodei, and by an arev, even though he doesn't get hano, come mishabid nafshei, still being mishabid himself. In other words, you lend money to someone, and then you don't trust him that he's going to pay back. So you have to have an arev, you have to have a guarantor. But how does the guarantor mishabid himself? How is a regular person that borrows money mishabid himself?
He's a guarantor.
How does a regular person that borrows money mishabid himself?
By himself. Yeah.
By what?
Shtar.
Not Shtar. Not Aiden. How does he mishabid himself? No, what he just says? I'm mishabid myself. What's
star?
The Kenyan?
Isn't there a star?
Not with shtar, and let's say there's no shtar. How does a regular person that borrow money mishabit himself? Very simple question, the simple answer. I mean, it's not so simple, but... By taking the money. He took the money, he made a...
Kinyan
in the money, that's the Kinyan. Kinyan in the money. You could do a milva without a shtar. The milva al pem. So what does he mechayv himself? I took the money. We had a whole chakira. How does halva work? Is it this? Is it that? Yeah, with miribis and the ganze ma'isa b'lakoponim. When you take the money, mishabed yourself. But a guarantor, did he take money? So how is he mishabed himself? Says the Gemara Bava Basra. The Gemara says, "Bahi hano." With the hano that you are giving him money because of my word, I'm mishabed myself. So Avagabdulomati Hano Liyode, even though he didn't get the money, even Avagabdulomati Hano Liyode, come Shabid Nafshe. Hi, it's Tsunami Avagabdulomati Hano Liyode, even though the money didn't come to her hands, come Shabid Umekanya Nafsha. Therefore, she's Meshabid herself. Similar type of situation.
Wait, how is he
as
her? How is he mocking himself?
With even though it's not, he doesn't get the Hano, he does it anyway. We're going to see exactly
what
how
makes
it works.
The Shiva?
The Gemara says over there, Bahahi Hano.
That guy got?
That the Arev gets.
What's the Hano?
Because people trust me.
So he got Hano.
Do you know how many shtaras I'm an Arev on? I'm not. But it would be. But a person that is like, whoa, they trust me, they trust you. Right? Someone goes up and says, listen, I told them I want to borrow $50,000. This has happened to me. And they said they're willing to lend it to me if you sign them, you sign on the shtar. I said no. Thanks. It's Arv is not a simple. It's not a small thing, but that means that they trust me. They trust me. That bahiyana akopana. But did I get the money? No. So Arv is mishab himself even with getting the money. So Tanisha is going to mishab herself even without getting the money. We'll see. We'll see. Bout. Here's Oktarashi. Ve'akadosh ani lecha v'kishenosnu loy amar le hiskanchili. Now, that says on the side, that's the end of the Rashi, but we'll continue either way, whatever. Mikudeshes vavagav dulomatiyano liyode. Okay, once again, Rashi used the language of hiskadishili. Right? What's the classic Lashon for Kedushin? Hare'at. Hiskadshili. Why is Rashi doing Hiskadshili over here? This will work with our theory that we said previously, which is that you say Hare'at when you're doing like a straight up Kedushin and you don't need her participation. Over here, is this a regular Kedushin? Why not? He's not giving her money. What makes it a Kedushin? Because she is willing to accept this as being Hana. She's a partner. So if Hiskadshili means I want you to do it with me, Hiskadshili, will you be Mekudeshes? That's whenever we need her as being a partner. Maybe that's why Rashi says Hiskadshili. It's interesting. If you look in the Tosfos Rihazok, okay? I don't know what to make of this, if anything. He says, it's at the bottom of Daf Vav Amud Beis, at least in mine. Tein mana v'uchayze v'oymer harei at Mekudeshesli. Okay, I don't know. I was making a klal in Rashi. I'm not sure Tzvi Zochan exactly what to do about that. But I'll go upon him.
Rashi,
he says,
Rashi saying,
oh, we'll see. We'll see. Good.
We'll see.
He says, Hare'at. But Lamaisa, he didn't give it to her. He gave it to someone else. So, Hare'at.
He's using the Hanah.
Does it make a difference?
No, because Rashi's not using that.
I don't know what Rashi. Okay, we'll see. The Vayla, it's interesting, the chiluk between Rashi and the Tosfos Rihazokain Zokin. Now, there's another chiluk here, my friends, which is that the Tosfos Rihazokain says, Harim HaKadoshes Li Behanosh Yeshloch Keshen Yinoisein Ma'oisai Lepoini B'mitzvoisecha. He doesn't just say Iskachili. He says Iskachili with what? What's the case of Harim HaKadoshes Li? What do we say? And what's the classic Harei Mekudeshesli? B'tabazu. What do you say by Bia? Hiskachi li? B'biazu. You usually say what you're being Mekudeshes with. It's interesting, Rashi. Kishanasla amalai hiskachi li. Boom. Hiskachi li what? Rashi doesn't say. The Tzvi Zokin fears ois. Harei Mekudeshesli be hani hana. That, just say, be married to me. Boom. You're giving it to him. What's Pshat? What's Pshat and Rashi? Echmein is Pshat and Rashi is. And Echmein, Rabbi said, tell me if you think this is Pshat. I think this is Pshat. Before, what did it say by Hiskachili? What did it say before? Hiskachili bezuz chamishi. It says Hiskachili. Hiskachili bemilva shel visich. Whenever it says Hiskachili, it says with what? Over here, Rashi, let's say with what? It's strange. Hiskachili with what? What's the answer? Dachsuch, the answer is, Karav lepshat, halavai, we should be zeichet lepshat, is, she already said, so now he just has to say his Skadshili, and we got it. We got it. We couldn't put the two together.
Why is it not her Amir?
Okay, good. Rashi holds
that's thus Sukhum Baisenyan.
Maybe it's there are those that say you don't even need a Skadshili because it's Sukhum Baisenyan. But maybe that's maybe not, because how do you know? You didn't say anything. You have to say something. You have to say Skadshi, and the rest is a Sukhum Baisenyan. Maybe Akoponim. Rashi is saying, listen, it's enough for him to say Iskachi over here, because we've already got from her, hearing from her, the rest. With what? With what she said with what? Attain man of the planet, Kadashi the Chos. So Rashi says, just say Iskachi. We got it.
So whose Amira is it? His Amira?
So either it's his Amira with like an umdina of Medaber Ima, that will come from her, maybe. Or it's his Amira with her Amira.
Why do you need to go so far? Rashi says, Kishanasne loy vaisachas, we're talking about the money.
What do you mean?
Rashi says,
right. So, but every time, when a man gives a woman money, he says,
Rashi just explained to you that there's money here, so he says, Skachili. Rashi just explained to you, Kishanasne loy.
What is that? But
now we know what we're talking about.
What does he say?
Why does he have to save him on a zoo?
Because you always say whenever you give a ring. If I give this to an Isha, say, Hareyam Kudeshus Li, with this. So over here also, he's giving it to her.
Why do you need what she said before?
Because once you don't have an umdina what you're being Mekadosh with. You only know what you're being Mekadosh with when I say I'm being Mekadosh with this. That's why you always have to say it. So like, okay, every time you're being Mekadosh, he says, Hareyam Kudeshus Li, maybe this is a gift that I'm being Mekadosh. I don't know. We have to read it ois. Over here, we have it Ki'ilu read ois through her. So either...
Coming is to be Mefarish.
It depends on what the Dibur is coming for exactly. That could be Akoponim. Somehow we're using her Dibur. Lazy wants to know, what do you need it for? Why do you have an Umdina without her Dibur?
Rashi's not going to discuss that factor, maybe.
Yeah, but it's strange, Yoni. Every other time, Rashi says this guy, she tells us the what. Find me one other Rashi that doesn't do it. Is that strange? A little bit. It's just a little strange, and he's right. But Lamaisa, the fact is that over here there was another Amira that told us, located for us the money, so maybe...
He's just trying to point out that you have to say that Amira now. At the time,
it's strange. It's strange. Rashi doesn't say it. He just says it's got you leave. And you could do that. You could say that. You want to go that route? Go ahead. But I think it's interesting that Tzvi Zokain says the entire Lashon, and Rashi only says a little bit of Lashon, and this is the one time that Rashi decides not to tell us the Lashon.
Tzvi Zokain is talking about when you're saying it to her after you do
that. Same thing. Over here is also.
According to Tzvi Rashi, she's just been cautious with the fact that.
Same thing. Saying to her afterwards over here also, according to Rashi.
But according to Tzvi Rashi, she's saying you do that. I know. So I know. Like I say, I've been cautious with that fact that I look at you. Later,
it's
not to be
my
time
b'shas
myself.
I don't know if that's true.
Why not? He's just been
conscious of
the fact that she's getting another.
I'll listen
to that. But that, no, it's
b'shas
ma'isa. It's too late.
How does she know?
Okay, well, Rabbi Yisrael, let's leave that for later. Leave that for later. Akopanim, Dachsuch Mir, that's going to be pshat in Rashi. Why does the Tosis Riyaz Zaken argue? So you could say he argues because he holds that you can't use her Dibor. Why can't you use her Dibor? Kisi Lokach. So therefore he has to do the whole Dibor. And coming onto her Dibor is not going to be good. It's a problem to come onto her Dibor. Therefore, saying Hiskat Shili is not enough. Or maybe we'll see, maybe there'll be a little bit more also.
Then you wouldn't need Hiskat Shili, you wouldn't need anything.
Why
does Rashi say Hiskat Shili?
Because you
need a Dibor.
Yeah, so Rashi holds, as long as he does Miktsas Dibor, that will be enough. And the fact that she fears Oisas Dibor is not a problem. Because then it's enough. He did the Nesina. He did Miksas Dibor. It's Ganok. That's enough. But if she does, she just like Maisif, that Knech, that's not going to bother us. The fact that she is Maisif. But, and this says to Zuzak, you know, it does bother us. Maybe we'll see more. Kenzai. Akoponim, if we take a look over here, what would be if he doesn't say it? Says the Tzuri Azokin. If he doesn't say this to her, if he doesn't say this to her, it's not good. You need kilikach velo kisi lokach isha liish. And what would be if he does the nesina and she does the amira? It's not good. Now the Ran over here says very similar to the Tzvi Zokin. The only difference is, Rabbi say, what's the din of nasan hu va'amrahi? It's a suffix. Mekudeshes lishna basra. So the Ran says, if it's nasan huva amrahi, it's suffix. The Tzvi Zvi Azokin says it's vade in a lav klumu. Why is it lav klum?
Because there's no
ana
also.
There is ana.
No, because
what do you mean? She says teiman of the pliny v'akadash ani lacha, and then he gives man of the pliny. Did she get whatever? Do we have enough of a nesina on his part? We do. The only problem would be the Amira. Mekudeshes. How is it Mekudeshes?
Who says right?
How is it Mekudeshes?
I don't know. Without the Tzvi Zriya, I don't know.
Without the Tzvi, I don't know.
No, he says that there is a no.
My point is,
it's Mekudeshes.
There's no
Amira.
There's no
Amira.
He says, because
the Amira.
What do you mean? Because she doesn't say it. That's what he says. Because
according to Rashi, there's no one.
Whatever it is, but they're Mekudeshes. So he did whatever you need to have Mekudeshes. There is a Mekudeshes here, right? What's the problem? Only her Amira.
It can't be Amrahi because that wouldn't work.
What?
No.
And a Hanami, so what?
The Nesina would have been a
Hanami. So what? What?
She didn't say anything when he gave it to her. It's like giving without saying anything at all.
Okay. Tzvi Zvi Azokin is the problem is Kika Chalosi Lokach. The problem is the Isha. That's the problem. That's Kika Chalosi Lokach is a Safek. It's not a Vadai. A Nosan Huva Amra is only a Safek. So why is the Tzvi Zvi saying that it's over here Vadai no good? Perhaps the Pshat is as follows. This is what he's chomping to say is as follows. Is this a regular Nesina?
No.
It's not a regular. Is it a Nesina? Somehow it's a Nesina. Whatever it is, it's a Nesina. Somehow it's a Nesina. Is it a regular Nesina? Who made this Nesina possible? This Nesina was sponsored by?
Sure.
Her. Because she said, I'll be much of this as a Nesina. So maybe Nosan Huva Amrahi is Safek Mekudeshes. But what happens if she made his Nesina a Nesina and it's Amrahi?
For sure it'll work.
It shouldn't work.
It sure shouldn't work. It's vaday, it doesn't work. Therefore, the reason is it's lav klumu. When you have nasin hu amrahi. Okay, 50-50. What's the din when you have his nasin or her amira? Safek. Rashi says it's doima l'silokach. It's doima tekiyikach. The nasin is doima tekiyikach. The amira is doima l'silokach. Therefore, it's 50-50. We don't know what to do, Safek. But over here, she's too powerful. She's too involved. She made the nasina and she did the amira. Come on. That's not klumhu.
Why does he use the lashon of silakach?
That's because it's a problem with silakach. It's almost a
zikach.
What?
I'm saying it's like a, it's more of a kisikach.
What do you mean sikach?
It's she's the one doing the mitzvah.
Yeah. Well, it means silakach as opposed to sakiach, yeah, or sikach. Okay, that you have to work out the diktum. The diktuk majors. I'll call upon him. The Ken Zain. That's why Tzvi Yitzchak can say lav klum. It's not suffik megudash is over here. She's too involved, and therefore it's going to be vade, not lav klumhu. Yeah.
He's saying that if he wouldn't be mefarish where the nesin is coming from, then it would be kisilakach and not kiyikach.
Right.
Not that nothing to do with the amira.
Because the amira.
He says I remember kadesh sleepah nozu, and if I wouldn't say where's the hanesina, then it would seem like she's doing the nesina.
It's not a question of seem. It's not seem. It's a question of it is a problem. It is what it is. It's not marasayim. This is the koyach that he didn't do the amira.
We'll do it later.
Okay, Rabbi Isai. The Tzvi asks another question. He asks a question. L'choira. There's a Gemara later on. The Gemara says, what happens if he says, I'd like to marry? And she says, give the money to my father or to your father. What's the din? Eino mekudeshes. Why is it eino mekudeshes? She mekudeshes midin arif. Our Gemara says, you don't have to give it to her. She says, give it to your father, give it to my father. So says Tzitzis Riazak, and over there she's just playing with him. Or she's just blowing him off. How do you know? When what? Says Tzitzis Riazak, when she asks him to give it to someone, so then that's obviously what she wants. When he says, I'd like to give it to you, and she says, you know what, give it to my father, she's just like blowing him off. You know, like, I'm not interested in your money, I'm not interested in your anything, get out of here. So there, maybe, if afterwards he would say to her, lady, I'm marrying you by giving it to your father, maybe over there, enachanami, there'll be mechudeshes, because now he's being serious. But just from her response, we don't see that she wants to have kedushin. She told, get out of here. It's another way of her saying, get out of here. In other words, the difference between whether her statement is a request or it's a rejection. If she says to him, give the money to my father, so that's a request. If he says, I want to give the money to you, and she says, you know, give it to someone else, that's a rejection. Okay. I'll call upon him as follows. We have the shayla of how is she mekudeshes here? What is she mekudeshes with? If you look in the Tosfos Ri Hazaken carefully, he says, as we mentioned, she harei mekudeshes li behana sheyesh lach ki'asheni noisein ma'osai leploini. The mekudeshes with the hana that you have when I give my money to Ploni. So is he being mekadesha with kesef or with shava kesef?
It's hana.
So is hana is kesef?
It's not shava.
It's Shava Kesef. Says the Ritva, K'moy Bechol Shava Kesef, Rekoid Lefonai, Schoik Lefonai. I can do something that gives you Hana. If I dance in front of you and you like the way that looks, so then I gave you Hana. I could now lend money to someone or give money to someone, and that's for you Hana. I gave you Hana. So I'm Mekadesh you, K'moy Bechol Mokom, that you can be Mekadesh with Hana. What is that? Shava Kesef. That's the way that the Tzvi Ri Hazaken seems to learn the Rajba and the Ritva. That's the way they're all saying. Dachsoch is mashmatzumia. Rashi learns not like that. First, let's start with the Gemara. The Gemara is a problem. What does the Gemara mean? Afiki de lo mata hana liyodai. What does it mean? Afikat de lo mati hana liyodai. What does that mean? She got a no. You makadosh with Anah.
It's a secondary Anah.
It's Anah. So what does it mean? Avi Alo Mati Anah Leodah. She got Anah. Says the Rishonim, including the Tzvi Hazaken, that Avi Alo Mati Anah Mamoin Leodah. She didn't get anos mamoin. She got hanoah, but not anos mamoin. That's what the Gemara means. So it's Yerazakin, almost like inserts it into the Gemara. The Lamati anos mamoin liyadai. The Ritva, the Rishonim seem to make that injection, insertion into the Gemara. She got anos. Did she get anos?
Yeah.
It wasn't me. I forgot. Lamati anos liyadai. Anos mamoin liyadai. What? So we'll see. We'll have to see if we'll try to work on that.
But she got
Hanah. It's interesting. She got Hanah. Legit Hanah. Straight up Hanah.
Shabbat Kesef.
Yeah, Shabbat Kesef.
Yeah.
We'll have to see. We'll see. It has to be something. It has to have some sort of Shabbat Kesef. Or else, how is she Mekudeshes? With Shabbat Kesef, with Hanah. Hanah is Shabbat Kesef. It has to be some sort of form. We have to somehow consider this Hanah as Shabbat Kesef.
Why would it be a problem that it's not Hanah's mama? Never has to be an
Osmoman,
it has to be another
Shavu Kesef. So I'm going to try to get back to it, okay? I'm going to try to get back to it. Akopana, before we do, I think Rashi bothers me a little bit. Why? First of all, Rashi quotes the Lashon of the Gemara verbatim. Now, if Rashi meant Hanos Maman, it would be nice if Rashi would tell us that. He says, V'afagav dulamati hanol liyoda. Should say Hanos Maman. Oh, not terrible, but here's the kicker. If I'm right that we're using the skachili with her amira, what is the kedushin happening with the money? Is the kedushin if he would say to her the following thing, hare at mekudeshes li, with this money that I'm giving to Pliny, would they be married according to the Tzri Hazaken? No. Why not? What? Because he's not marrying her with the money that he's giving to someone else. What's he marrying her with?
The Hanah.
So what does he have to say? Hare at mekudeshes li, with the Hanah that you get that I'm giving him this money. And that's what Tzri Hazaken says. That could be why the Tzri Hazaken isn't happy with just the words iskachi li. Because what she said was give him the money. Did she ever say the Hanah that I'm getting? Because no. So Rashi seems to say, you're not mekudeshes with that Hanah. You're mekudeshes with the fact that you gave him money. We have to figure that out. What does that mean?
That's what Arev is.
Oh, we'll have to see. Is that Arev or not? I don't know. We'll have to see. But I'll call upon him. Shmektach to me that Rashi is not like the Pshat of the Tzri Hazaken, Rajva, and Ritva. So what's Pshat in Rashi? The Chayri, we could say Rashi, goes like the Rosh. We have over here the Sefer Mila de Kedushin, and this is standard raid, Rabbi Yisai. Mila Kedushin is one of the more contemporary Achroinim. I just brought it because I think he writes it very beautifully. He says that the Rosh says a different pshat. Says the Rosh, V'zeh shoinai in Ois Beis, the top of the second column. V'kishe noisein hamono lo isei ployni, oimer hareat nekudeshes bimone shenasati leployni. Nekudeshes bimone. How are you mekudeshes bimana? So he says, Vaistachos. We see over here a Yisoid Gadol. That the way that Orev works is that when you give it to him, it's as if you gave it to me. So did he give her the money? Yeah, kind of. According to this, according to the Rosh, yeah, he gave her the money. How did he give her the money? Midin Arif. You're not giving me the money. Give him the money. So why do you have to pay? Oh, because it's as if you gave me the money.
If he would have given her the money, she would have given it to him.
Yeah, you could say it like that, right? Yeah, you give it to me. Yeah, you give it to me. Yeah, give it to me. Yeah,
why can't you say Rebbe Kesef?
You could.
Right?
You could.
Doesn't this work better with the Gemara of
this
whole Chiddush
Midin? Oh, Frek. Very good. Frek the Machane Ephraim. What's the Chiddush of Din Arif? What's the Chiddush? What? If you learn like the Pshat of Tzri Hazaken, the Rajba, all these Rishonim Ritva, so then it's another Hanah. Even the Ritva says it's Hanah is kind of a Chol Duchti. So what's the Chiddush of Arev? Me Din Arev! Shkoyach! What's the big Din of Arev? Hanah works. We know Hanah works. If you learn like the Pshat of the Rosh, which we're saying maybe is also Rashi, so there's a major Chiddush over here. Did you give me the money? No, you gave him the money. It's as if you gave me the money. You gave me the money. Where'd that magic trick come from? Arev. Over like the Pshat of the Rajma, the Ritva, so the Achronim grapple with this. There's two different Pshatim which we could say over here. which we could just say over here, or different. There's different nusachos. Rabbi say, I'll allow you to find your nusach. Vaistochos, the hana of Arev is not really such a beautiful hana. It's not a classic hana. It's not like Rekoid Lefanai. It's not the same as Rekoid Lefanai. There's different ways where you could say that the why it's not like Rekoid Lefanai, because one way is, listen, we have to differentiate between pleasure and hana. And benefit. Let's say a woman says, you know, I really like when someone pulls my hair. Could you pull my hair and be makadosh me? It's like, lady. It
gives her pleasure.
Is that, so,
seven, four,
it gives her pleasure.
So is that,
it's not sellable.
It's not sellable. It's for sure not sellable, right? It's sure not sellable, but is that something that you could be makadosh with? She really wants, she likes when people step on her toe. So here you like it? I'll pay you a lot of money, okay? You know, there you go. No. Something wrong. First of all, I wouldn't advise you marry her anyway. But even if you want to, that's not called hana. Hana means you have to give her a benefit. It's not a benefit.
She's saving money. She wouldn't pay this guy to do that.
So maybe you could be makadosh with the saving of the money.
Yeah.
But leave that alone. That's the benefit itself.
It's like we're saying with the rekoid lefanai by a guy who's not a professional dancer.
Right.
She funds it.
Right. Rekoid lefanai, the guy who's a terrible dancer. She's like, I like that. It has to be a benefit. That's not a benefit. So who said the fact that I trust you is called a benefit? Here, I'm with. That we're saying to her doesn't make a difference. That's not a benefit. A benefit has to be something that we say. What made this considered to be something that's a benefit?
Everybody would pay for it.
Yeah. So therefore, the chiddush of Arev is that this is nechshav hana. I would have thought this is not hana. Well, because I trust you. What did I give you? I made you feel good. I even have a shaila. Rabbi say, I have a shaila. What happens? The following case. I have a shaila halacha. Really, let's say. A man walks over to a woman, she says, give money to Plony, now I'm a Kaddish you. Okay? Here he goes. And he gives the guy a counterfeit bill. She doesn't know that. She feels, wow, you gave him money for me. I feel so good.
According to the Rush,
for sure you're not Mekudeshes. What about according to the Tezriya Zaka? Maybe you're Mekudeshes. But he's not. She's,
No, because I'm afraid it's going to turn out she never really got enough. She finds out it's counterfeit.
She had enough. She had enough. Let me ask you a question. Listen. Let's say I say I'll sing in front of you. Right? I won't dance. I'll sing. And he's lip syncing. She enjoyed it. She had a good time. He wasn't singing. He was faking. Right? She doesn't know. So is that enough? I don't know. Or maybe he gave. So if Hana is just feelings, so then Mekudeshes. But if Hana is benefit, I didn't give you anything. I never gave you anything. What's going on in your brain? That's not called Hana. I'll call upon him.
Oh, but technically speaking, even if it's considered like according to the Rush, even if it's considered that the money went to her, that is market value. It might not be if it's found out that
what do you mean?
She could go and buy something with it. With the counter.
No,
money.
She can't.
Of course she could.
No, she can't.
The store doesn't know.
Forget about that, Rebbe. It's not an Arev.
It's all stealing. It's all stealing.
Rebbe, it's not an Arev.
It's all stealing.
For example, by lip syncing, right?
That's all stealing.
A lot of times that people do that. The fact that
she could trick someone else, that's not called I gave you money. I didn't give you money. I gave you, you could say maybe a counterfeit dollar is worth money.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, what's the difference between a real dollar and a counterfeit dollar if no one thought it's a counterfeit dollar?
It's because it's not worth money. It's not legal.
It doesn't make a difference. No one will ever find out.
It's not worth money.
Why?
Okay. We're not gonna deal with that either, Rabbi. So let's keep going. Enough. Let's keep going, Rabbi. Say, Nafkaminas. Listen. Nafkaminas. Stop. Nafkaminas. It's for tonight. So we have night seder for. Thursday night, even Shavu'ot Shani can come. Okay, Rabbi say, Napkaminas, between the two Pshatim. First Napkamina is, when he says, Arayim Mekudeshesli, what does he have to say Arayim Mekudeshesli with? That's a straight up Napkamina. Mefur Shani Mishainim. So Zriya Zakan says, Arayim Mekudeshesli behanozu. And the Rosh says, Arayim Mekudeshesli bepruta. Because according to the Tzriya Zakan, you're being Mekudeshes with the pruta. According to the Tzriya Zakan, you're being Mekudeshes with the hanozu. That's it. That's one major Napkamina. Another Napkamina would be as follows. Listen to Rabbi Kivager's Goinus. She says, I'll marry you if you're moichel someone else's money. You don't give him money. her brother owes this guy money. She says, I'll marry you if you're meichel my brother the money.
So that would be, in other words, the way the Machane Ephraim says it. He says that the Hana is that she saw kiyum of her dibur.
So if you learn like the Tzri Azakein, she has Hana.
That's sure
called Sinas Kesset. I'm what do you mean?
Well, we said, but if you're Michael Amat Halva to an Isha, wasn't the case of our Gemara before.
And a Chanami.
That's considered Sinas Kesset.
Not to her.
She's getting.
He didn't give her anything.
No, but what do you mean? Why is able to be Kanyanisha? With the Mechilas Halva. Because Mechilas Halva, not the Hana, the Mechilas Halva. The Mechilas Halva, you're able to be Kanyanisha.
Yeah.
Right? That's not the Hana, because it's considered Nisinis Kesset.
I didn't give her. How can I? How is it called
Nisinis Kesset? Spin it the other way,
giving her
Shnachel
Dachir, but she's being Mechilas.
That's if you give her Shnachel Dachir, but he didn't. He's not giving her anything. He's saying, I'll be Mechilas. If you do that, you're right. That's not semantics. It's not. Because he's giving her the shtar chayv, now it's yours, and now you could be ma'achol. But he's not doing that. He's saying, I will be ma'achol chayv. I'm not giving you anything. I'm not giving her anything. And I can't say the giving to him is like giving to her, because I'm not giving him either. I'm just being ma'achol. So if that's true, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's going to depend on this machlokes. Again, so there could be other secondary ways to make new hanaz that you can create. But Lamaisa, with the actual Mechila, you can't be Mekadosh with. You could say, I'll spin the Hana and pull that out. Maybe you could. But with actual Mechila, you can't.
She's getting Hana.
No, you have to say that.
That's
you have to say. Okay, Rabbi say another major Nafkamina. This Nafkamina of Gustman says, other Achreinim say also. Let's say he gives a Pruta to the third party. Our Gemara says, Tain Mone. Mone is much more than a pruta. Rambam says tain dinar. What happens if he's tain pruta leploini? The kaddish ani lecha.
The
hana is pashtus less than a pruta. Why? Because I'll give you on a pruta. How much hana do I get? So says. Who did I say this? Rav Gusman and others hack all this. Say there's no Hana. You can't say there's Hana. Why did the Gemara switch to Dinar? Oh, that's why the Gemara says Dinar. Because if it would say Tein Pruta the Plani, would not be Mekudeshes. There's not enough Hana over there.
He says that the Hana is that he listened to her.
Yeah, but it's only if he listens
to her. It's not about the amount of money.
I'm listening in something that's value. If she says stand up and he says stands up, are they Mekudeshes? Why not? He listened to her.
Yeah.
No, it's because I listened to her in weighty matters. Well, it has to be weighty matters. I have to listen to her in something important.
It
has to be Hanaz of Shava Pruta. What is Hanaz Mekadosh with Shava Kesef?
How do you?
What do you mean?
If you hold the cash is being Mekadosh.
Oh, but if you're Mekadosh with the Pruta, I gave a Pruta to Yanim. It's as if I gave a Pruta to her. Mekadosh is with a Pruta. I gave her a pruta. According to the Rush, it's going to work with a pruta.
So is that indicative that the Gemara doesn't hold like that the Rush?
Oh, you mean the Dik of Mone?
Yeah.
No.
That's a big deal.
It's a Dik. I can't wipe away a Rishon with a Dik of Mone. Akol Panim. There's another Shaila. This is going to get interesting. Up until now, it's been regular. What happens if she says Zuroik mone leyam, or tain mone lekelev?
Burn it.
Now, we might say, okay, she's trying to blow him off, but she says no. She's the one. She's making a request. She's making a request.
Why then, all right?
Tain zuroik mone le. Yeah, I assume it's someone else.
Why is it then the same issue as the counterfeit?
So, as soon as
why is that the same thing as the counterfeit? What was the counterfeit? You didn't really do anything, but you got to know. This is the same thing as the counterfeit. What's the difference?
I'll show you soon. Zeroik Mone Liyam. It's a machloikes. Ritva and Rush. Starting to heat up a little bit. Ritva and Rush. Zokto Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky. I'm going to explain to you why it's machlokes l'shitasa. The Ritva says, Avada, she got Hana. It's going to be Mekudeshes. Why? Because he just dumped $100 of his money because she said so. So what's the difference if he dumps it to someone else, dumps it to her brother, dumps it to a dog, dumps it to the sea? Did he listen to her? He wasn't going to throw $100 in the sea. Why did he throw $100 in the sea?
Because of her.
That's Hannah. She got the Hannah. Great.
What's the Hannah? That he listened to her?
That he listened to her and dumped $100 in the sea. That's Hannah. Says the Ritva. Mikudesh is Mefurish in Ritva.
Then how using the Ariv then?
That's the Ariv. But he Hannah.
You're learning it from Ariv. By Ariv, that's not a case of Ariv.
It's the same thing as Ariv. Who cares? Give it to him. It's the same concept. The concept is I'm being Meshaved because you're spending money because of me. Because you're doing it on my say-so.
No, because the Rush says you're giving
the Rush.
So Lafida, why is a Pruta? Why is a Pruta not worth? Why is a Pruta not worth? It's only a Pruta, not a Mada.
Why? Because it has to be something of a value.
It's not a value. You're throwing into the sea.
Yeah, but
it's based on her. That's
no, you were willing to throw a pruta in the sea. That means that you threw a pruta because of me.
Yeah. So, but you said a pruta shouldn't make a difference.
Pruta doesn't. So it has to be more than a pruta. Because let me ask a question.
Listen.
Just think for a second about a person. Would it be more impressive if you throw $100 in the sea because of me than if you throw $2 in the sea? Is it more impressive? If I say to you, Lazy, listen to me a favor, drop a dollar in the sea.
Sure.
Was it people say, wow, he's a real close Talmud. If I say, Lazer, drop $100 in the sea, that would say he's a close Talmud. He'll do anything for his Rebbe. He'll even drop $100. I say, Lazer, drop $1 million in the sea. Then we'll say, okay, that's a little strange, really. I'll call upon him. There's more Hana the more you're willing to dump. The more you unload, the more Hana is. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, there's no Hana in a says of Gusman, that Hana of Pruta, I drop a Pruta, it's not Hana, shove a Pruta. I'll call upon him. However, the Rosh says, you're not Mekudeshes. You're not Mekudeshes. Why you're not Mekudeshes? Because the Rosh learns the Pshat in Arevis as if I gave it to you. Throwing it into the sea is not as if I gave it to you.
Here it is. I gave it to her and then she chucked it out.
It's not true. There's no one on the receipt yet. She gave it to you.
What do you mean? You're using the keset.
That's someone being kind in place of her.
What did the Rush say? You're using the keset. That's the Nesina. You're using that keset.
You're being kind of sure with that money.
That what?
But if I gave it to her, I give her the money. With that money that I'm giving to her, I threw it to the sea, I give it to her. What do you say?
Why does he need to be there? Why does it have to happen at the same time? Why does she need to be standing right next to him?
Why does she have to be standing?
Why does she have to be standing when I give it to the guy?
She doesn't. Just in order for there to be an Amira, that's it. Just because for Amira. Says Rav Kalevsky, let me explain to you. He says, why is that called giving it to her? I gave it to someone else as if I gave it to her. Why do I have to give it to her? Why can't I give it to the Yam? He says, the pshat is you have to say another oymik in what the Rush means. The Rush means to say as follows.
His kinyan is going through her.
So I'll say just a little bit different, a little knesh. She says the following. I can't just throw it in the yam and say I gave it to you. How did I give it to her? The answer is, it's being used. She's using it. How is it being used? When I give it to someone else, so that's her use of the money. That's her using the money. Because now someone else got the money. That's her. That's called her using the money.
So according to this, if it's like a wish fountain, you throw it into my work.
Maybe. Could be.
Is giving her control of your money.
You have to know exactly how, because giving it to a dog also is that she wants to feed the dog. It's not enough.
It's not enough. $100 into
the sea.
That's all she would do with the money.
Okay, I'll copon around. We're gonna have to crystallize this tonight. Another shayla. The achronim asked the following shayla: can you be poide opinion haben midin arif? In other words, can someone say can the kohen say, you know what? Give the 5 slayim to him, and your son will be padui. No. Give the 5 slayim to him.
No.
And everybody, it can depend on a lot of things on Rabbi Chanan. It can depend on it's not hektish.
Money is
It's not hektish. It goes to the kohen. He can do whatever he wants with it.
The kohen can do whatever.
So it's not hektish. What is that hektish? Everybody said we'll have to continue with that and more. Basically, we have to do the sugya of Evit Kanani. I have a few more things. Today's Thursday, I believe. Sorry that we're going a little late. We started a little late. First of all, as follows. Baruch Hashem, my father is in a stable condition, but my father is in the hospital. He went in earlier this week, and He's been the entire week in the hospital. I hope that I will not require my my presence, but it's still unclear as to whether or not I will be asked to come. Now, when people ask me if I'm the Rosh Hashiva of Yeshiva Deres HaTorah, I tell them my father is the Rosh Hashiva. For two reasons, or three reasons. One reason, it's fun. That's one reason. Another reason is because I think it's appropriate to be modest. And the third reason is because I do feel that my father is the person that really established this yeshiva in many, many ways. In many ways, my father is the person that made this yeshiva. That being the case, if it's necessary for me to go, I really feel that it is the right thing for me to do that. Last time I was in America, someone came over to me and asked me, said to me, are you the famous Rabbi Santer? I said, no, my father's the famous Rabbi Santer. He's like, oh, wow, it's so nice to meet you. I said, he lives in Teaneck. He's like, Rabbi Santer lives in Teaneck? I didn't know that. and then he's talking to me, and he told me he went to a different yeshiva. Yeah, but they got a lot of marijuana in that yeshiva. And my father's like, marijuana? The conversation just wasn't going. I'm like, okay, stop. But sometimes it gets sticky. But in general, my father is the person that is the Rosh Yeshiva, this yeshiva, as far as I'm concerned. He's the person that heads the yeshiva, and it's a lot in his schos, a tremendous amount in his schos. Beis Hashem, you should have a refuah shleima. His name is Zachariah ben Minna. He's stable, Baruch Hashem, but he still is in the hospital, and we hope that he'll be able to get out soon. B'siyat d'shmaya. So I don't know. It's mamish. I really don't know if that means that I'm going to be on a plane tonight. Hopefully not. I hope I won't be on a plane at all. Or it means I'll be on a plane on Shabbos. But either way, if I'm going, it's for a very, very short amount of time. We don't expect this to be Beis Hashem al Pidei Chateva. He should be okay. But he's not young, and emotional health is as important as physical health. And if it's necessary for me to be there, so then it's something that I might have to do. I hope not. And I hope to be here, Beis Hashem, giving regular mishmar tonight and continue with regular storm. And I apologize about being late, but that's what was the topic, just to see where we're standing. Beis Hashem, asiyat d'shmaya. Hopefully everything will go smoothly. I'll just share with you a quick thought on this week's parasha. Pasuk says, "Vayhi b'shalach paro es ha'om, v'lo nochem elokim derech eretz plishtim kikaruhu." And it's interesting that it says that "Vayhi b'shalach paro es ha'om." It sounds like Paro sent them off. "Vayhi b'shalach paro es ha'om." Paro was like sent them off. The Medrash actually says Paro was malava them. That's an interesting thing. The Noam Elimelech, Rabbi Elimelech Mezhenk, says that to explain the union of Levaya, he says, Levaya is a very powerful thing. He says, when a person has a Levaya from a Tzaddik, so the pshat is that the Tzaddik stays with him always. So the Tzaddik is always with him, and everywhere he goes, he has Siyata Deshmaya, because he has with him the Hashpa of the Tzaddik. And when a person has a he b'shalach parwes om, he has a Levaya of a Rasha, he says it's the opposite. Person has Levoya of a Russia, it's like he has the Russia with him the entire way. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is that the Yidden, they left Mitzrayim, but Mitzrayim didn't really leave. You know, people sometimes speak about the way it was back in the shtetls in Europe, and how great it was back there. It wasn't so great back in the shtetls, I want to be honest with you. There were pogroms, there was famine, there was plagues, there was, the shtetl, because I still have some of that shtetl still with me, how great it was back over there, I'm still feeling that. And Yidden had that also. Yidden were like, nit no roish v'no shuva Mitzrayim. Let's go back to Mitzrayim. It wasn't so bad in Mitzrayim. What do you mean it wasn't so bad? Hello, do you remember what? They were still schlepping some of Paro with them. It was bad news. They had to make a break. You know, there's some people that they stop certain lifestyles. They stop certain things. They're not doing it anymore. Like, they have types of clothing they don't wear anymore. They just keep it in the closet just for, for Purim. You know, it's just like, just a little bit reminiscent of the good old days, It's like, that's not good. It's not good. That means that that's still with you. And a person has to learn how to make a break. He has to learn how to burn a bridge. He has to learn how to, put an end. And that's not a part of me anymore. And truth be told, Yosef struggled with this a little bit also. Because Eshes Potiphar was making a lot of strong advances on Yosef. And he wasn't really saying no. He was saying, it's not, how could I? It's not nice. It's not this, not that. Until it came to a point where Yosef had to, like, had to take a stance. And the stance was, I'm out of here. And he left everything behind. He left his clothing behind. He's like, I cannot stay here anymore. I'm finished. This is not happening. That was, and Yosef, he made that move. And when Klal Yisrael came to the Yam Suf in this week's parasha, so the Malachim, the Yam said, Halalu Oivdei Avodah Zarah V'Halalu Oivdei Zarah. These Jews, they still have Avodah Zarah in their back pocket. They're still, you know, reminiscing about good old days. Okay, they did Karban Pesach, big whip. You know, they're still feeling that. They still got Paro, still part of them. What did the Yam see to split? Ra Aroino Shel Yosef. Yosef was like, you know, I'm done with that. I'm finished. The answer is no. Goodbye. Yosef said goodbye to Eishes Potiphar. And every one of us can say goodbye. We're done. We're finished. It's in the garbage. It's not part of my present. It's not even something that I can reminisce about my past. It's totally disconnected from me. And a person does that, so then he could break free from Paro, from the Levoy of Paro, from the, like, the Paro coming along with us, from the Mitzarim, from everything. But a person has to make that move. And what the Yam Suf, Klal Yisrael is capable. Klal Yisrael is capable of turning a corner and making a new chapter. And all of that is not me anymore. That's what it takes in order for a person to have Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shalom b'zeicha, every one of us.